we're holding a charity American football match between current players and former players. Former players coming back, and they're going to play under the banner of the alumni team, and they're going to square off against us. And it's going to be a good bit of fun. It's going to be exciting. Everyone's going to get all pumped up, ready to start hitting, well, getting their own back at some old players and old coaches for the first time in ages.
There is a serious background to this, though, in the sense you're supporting a charity, aren't you?
Yes, there is. There is a serious background. We are supporting the charity Cleek Sargent, who are a charity supporting young adults and children who face difficulties with cancer. Now, the reason why we chose them was one of our players, who's currently still a player of our team, James Brennan. He actually was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2014 during his second year. And Cleek Sargent were the one who reached out to him and decided to help him and gave him a grant to fund his travel back to Birmingham to attend treatments, and of course gave him a support worker to help him with any problems or issues he was having. He personally felt that they've been very helpful. So we decided that it would be great to give back to them in that way. And I think we're going to try and do as many events for them in the future because they just helped out the club in their own way. And I feel that we should give them something back in return.
How is James doing now?
James is doing great. He's been given the all clear. He's been in remission for quite a while now. So yeah, it's all good news with him. What was even great was that he played the whole season when he was suffering from cancer as well. So he kitted up every single game, even when he had had like chemo treatments that week as well. So it was absolutely staggering, his work ethic and the fact that he actually still came out to play, and just shows his love of football, and the character of the guy is just fantastic.
I was going to say, if he's been treated for cancer and then is still playing American football, he must be made of pretty stern stuff, I would think.
Yeah, he would turn up. He wouldn't be the most lively. He'd be very tired. He wouldn't be his normal self. But he wanted to put the shirt on, put the pads on, and still go out there and give it his all. I mean, he didn't play that often, but he showed his face every single week, and just to show that he was there, and if needed, he could play. And it was just great. It was a great thing for the team. Gave the team great spirit. And yeah, he's just an absolute inspiration to some people, you'd say.
So how many alumni do you have coming back for this game?
I'm not totally sure on the number because we've had a couple drop out because we've had a few issues with the timing. We were supposed to use our current home pitch, but the university decided to reseed it for some reason. I'm not sure why. But that means we were able to get onto the 3G pitch on the university campus, which is quite exciting. Which is also the first time ever a live American football game will be played on that pitch. So we're quite excited to be able to be the ones to actually do that. And the fact that it's for this cause is even better as well. But in terms of our alumni coming back, I think they've got a squad of about 20, 25 players, but also that is made up of players from the Worcestershire senior American football team and a couple of players from up in Samwell as well.
So they've got a few ringers in.
They have got a few ringers in, yes, to make up the team. It's also put together a few current coaches as well, is also of our team. So basically, we get a chance. The coaches shout us every training session, and now we get a chance to go and shout at them and hit them and stuff. And it's going to be quite fun. That's what people are most looking forward to.